This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the latest Northeast Radio Club news. Now, last Friday night was the general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club for February. And during the business section of the meeting, Graham, VK5GM, gave us a report on the installation of solar panels at the VK5RHO repeater site. So once again, many thanks to all those involved in the ongoing upgrading of our repeater site. Then we were treated to an excellent lecture by Bob, VK5FO, and it was all about 3D printers. Now, there were lots of slides showing various models and then some items that Bob had prepared earlier were passed around for us to examine. Now, many thanks, Bob, for that very informative lecture. Well, that's all for this week. Don't stop staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 21st of February, at our usual meeting venue, the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation is from Arthur, VK5AI, where he will detail his investigations in hunting down and resolving a source of 160 metre band interference that was heard all across the eastern suburbs of Adelaide. Doors open at 7pm, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30pm. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom and will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. Also coming up in the AREG calendar, in March we'll restart our car-based fox hunts on the first Friday of the month, and our March meeting will have a talk from David Rowe, VK5DGR, on the new RADI digital voice mode. For April's meeting, there's plans in the works to move our meeting, which is on Good Friday, to a park for a picnic, fox hunt and park activation. As usual, for more information on upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week, I gave you the rundown on our activity night, which took place on the Friday preceding. Yet again, we had a fantastic attendance, which created an almost standing room only situation. A big thank you to all of the presenters because their topics obviously created a lot of interest. We are very lucky to have a good number of members who are quite happy to come along and give presentations, which we seem to be able to keep varied and on topic. The small committee which has been formed to oversee the design and fit out of our new club trailer has now called for submissions from our membership. They are seeking members' opinions on what the trailer should contain, how it will be laid out, and of course the best way to get these ideas and turn them into a workable plan. There will be a discussion centred around this at our March activity night on Friday the 7th. We look forward to hearing what the members come up with. It was good to see member Ian, VK5NBL, at the activity meeting. Ian has been in care in Millicent for some considerable time, and his health has only recently allowed him to venture out again. Hopefully he will be able to attend more meetings in the coming months. A big thank you to John, VK5DJ, for arranging for Ian to be able to attend, and some of the Millicent members for picking him up and dropping him off. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.